USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first wave of reimposed U.S. sanctions on Iran are back in place. They'd been suspended by the 2015 nuclear agreement, but President Trump pulled the U.S. out of that agreement 3 months ago. This first round of reimposed sanctions hits Iran's trade in gold and other precious metals and a wide range of currency transactions. In November, they'll include Iran's oil exports. U.S. Senate Republican and sometimes critic of President Trump's Lindsey Graham is with them on this one.
And he's going to reimpose sanctions until Iran changes its behavior. So what he's told Europe and every other business, you can do business with Iran, but you can't do business with us. You got to pick.
NASCAR CEO Larry France now taking a leave of absence after his Sunday arrest for driving under the influence and possessing oxycodone pills. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Four states have primaries or special elections today, and Kansas is getting a lot of attention for its primary races, as two U.S. House seats, a Senate seat, and the nomination for governor are all on the ballot. There's also voting in Ohio, Michigan, and Washington State. Officials with U.S. Customs and Border Protection issue a warning regarding smuggling undocumented immigrants into the country, John Clemens reports.
That warning is from Shalene Thomas in the San Diego office of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
The warning that Customs and Border Protection is issuing is the dangers of concealing people inside vehicles, especially during the heat waves that we're seeing here in the San Diego counties and Imperial Valleys. In severe cases, it could cause death.
Human smugglers could care less about the dangers.
There's disregard for any kind of human life. The only thing that they are really concerned about is moving that person over and getting paid.
I'm John Clemens.
Find us online at usaradio.com.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special? It's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he'll fight a judge's order to restore DACA. That judge issuing the ruling on Friday saying the White House failed to lay out its justification for ending the Obama-era program protecting immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children. Sessions argues the Trump administration has the authority to rescind the policy because it was created by a presidential order. And he adds that the judge's ruling was improper because the changes DACA brought about should be made by Congress. The Department of Justice argues an appeals court suffered from faulty logic in its ruling that allowed AT&T to purchase Time Warner. The DOJ, opposing the $85 billion merger of the two communications giants, arguing the judge in that case relied on a deeply flawed assessment of the government's evidence. That deal closed in June and gives AT&T control over CNN, TBS, TNT, HBO, and others. The Justice Department said the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia did not understand the power dynamics when TV distributors like AT&T negotiate with TV programmers over content. And scientists are unable to explain the magnetic field of a huge rogue planet. NASA says the planet-sized object is 20 light-years away from Earth. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.